disappear.
Yeah.
And that was frozen, say, about 18 inches thick. So it taking a lot of cold, taking a lot of cold wind to do it.
Yeah, sure was.
I imagine cold wind does more to freeze water than any other one thing.
Hmm.
If a hill, wind can't hit it, it don't freeze so hard.
Hmm.
Then they had to get out, and if they had a pond, dug a pond by hand and filled it full of water, and the rains in the spring, so they have water in the summer. Then they had to have water in the winter, so they'd have to get out and break the ice when it's frozen, so the animals could drink.
I'm sure that was fun. You ever do that yourself?
Sir?
Did you ever do that yourself?
No, I was a city boy. I didn't. That's red history, and my parents told me about it. Mm-hmm. My mother told me.
Mm-hmm. Well, where were all the crops, like the corn? Where would the corn be stored?
Well, the corn would be up in this attic too, all of it, and they hang it up on rafters. They had rafters to hang stuff, and they had houses that cured meat. Smoke houses, they call them. About three times, four times the size of our little outhouse, see.
Mm-hmm.
And it was made of
This isn't in the barn itself.
It's separate from the barn.
And what would that be called?
Smoke house.
Just a smoke house?
And they take a ham, hang it up, you know, and smoke it. It's oak, whatever you use for curing meat, see.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, in those days, they come along and somebody steal it from me, the same as they do now. So not very often.
Mm.
Somebody come through, a traveler or something, need a ham, we go in and take it, see.
Mm.
Or take it all. But they had some rough dudes then, the same as they got now, rough element. But all in all, people helped each other get started. They had a fire or a sickness or something, couldn't make his crop, they'd go help him harvest it for him. They do that today with machines.
Did you ever have corn cribs just built?
Yeah, they had cribs too. See, that's where they kept the corn upstairs, and they just drop it down these cribs and save a lot of lifting and shoving. Just one lift up there, and the rest is what you might call automation.
Mm-hmm.
For the hogs and the cows and the chickens, they had a chicken house too, you know, same as they did out. You've seen these rooters out on the farms, a modern farm now, or the raised chicken. Same principle, they have a special place for the chickens to roost. See, it might be as big as this room, it might be as big as two rooms.
Mm-hmm.
You had a big family, you ate a lot of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Those chickens were self-sustaining as far as food concern, a little grain now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd eat pieces of bread or cornbread thrown out. They just had to improvise. They didn't waste anything, and of course didn't have it to waste.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they had good health, reasonable soul, under the conditions that they had to live on.
Yeah. Well, do you think the diet was varied enough for a lot of people too?
Well, yes, I think so. They had sweet potatoes. Some of them didn't like it, and they had Irish potatoes, and some people could exist on them, and then they had rice, and they didn't have much rice then, but most of the cornmeal and stuff, see, more than rice.
Are sweet potatoes and yams the same thing?
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah. I've heard some people say they are, some people say they're not.
Well, it's just a new name, but like catarrh is emphysema, and it's not the same difference.
Yeah. But they had all those different kinds of vegetables.
Different name, it means the same. See, they didn't have nothing to study from. They had to learn to read themselves. They couldn't read or write, a lot of them.
Yeah.
They couldn't count, see.
Yeah.
It was hard going.
Mm-hmm.
But they learned to improvise and get along.
Mm-hmm.
Instinct taught them a lot.
What's the building where you store grain?